I wrote to begin with, as a 7 and 8 year old, to record the snaking thread of my life. I was moved around a lot, sometimes living miles from other people in the African bush. And I wrote to preserve my place in the world. With bits of illicit pencils hidden around my person, some days if you turned me upside down, you'd get a rain of stub ends. From an early age, the frontier between who I was inside and my place in the outside world was difficult to cross. "Who are you?" a 9-year-old demanded as I stood in the playground of a new school. I didn't know how to answer. As a national newspaper journalist years later, this borderland between people's inner worlds and their relationship with their surroundings was my proving ground. The engagement with border territory continued when, as a freelance journalist with a number of books to my name, the National Union of Journalists asked for my help. For the newly emerged internet had made it possible to transmit information worldwide, and newspapers were reselling the content of their edition hundreds and thousands of times over. Mass syndication. It's something we now take for granted, but freelance writers own their copyright, unless they sign it away, and their articles were among those being multi-sold. When challenged, newspapers decided that global trade mattered more than individual rights. They addressed the problem by making copyright assignment or punitive licenses a condition of work. Our pleas to government ministers unheeded. Trying to protect authors' rights took place for me in landscape I was familiar with, making known something vital which can't be seen but which needs to be told. For a massive takeover was and is happening, a huge movement of property, intellectual property, away from individual into corporate hands. Copyright grabs have netted companies hundreds of millions of pounds, along with their stake in the future, for if they own the rights to words, music, images, they can sell versions of these time and time over. It's part of a bigger picture, the gap between rich and poor. Money, power and resources increasingly invested in the few. Think Google, think Amazon. According to Mark Twain, even God didn't understand copyright. Actually, it's a shape of the universe issue, so God's got no excuse. For the move to claim property rights, intellectual or otherwise, and to profit from them for decades to come, is visible in ownership grabs of all kinds, whether in Antarctica or on the moon. And from there, back to words. A fellowship provided by the Royal Literary Fund gave me the chance at last to write about this seemingly boring subject of copyright. In this and other endeavours, I found wise guidance in Seamus Heaney's book, Redress of Poetry. This is what he wrote. "I want to affirm that within our individual selves, we can reconcile two orders of knowledge, which we might call the practical and the poetic. Each form of knowledge redresses the other. The frontier between them is there for the crossing. So for me, writing is border patrol, defence of the edge between spoken, unspoken, and sometimes unspeakable realities."